Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Anthony
Hello.
Hofner?
Yes.
Hi, Anthony. This is Valeria calling you from Family First. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. Anthony, I'm calling because I just was notified that you will be working with the patient Milba Wiley as of today, right? From 10 to 3.
From 10 to 12, 1, 2, 3. I think it's from 10 to 4 because it's 6 hours.
It's
6 hours a day. 5 hours.
The patient have 38 hours approved.
Right.
So we'll be from Monday through Saturday.
No Sundays?
Sundays, I'm just making like the account from 10 to 3, that's 5 hours, that's 30, and Sunday from 10 to 6, that's 8 hours. In total, 38 hours. Is that okay for you?
Okay.
Yeah, that's
about right. Yeah.
Then from Monday to Saturday, 10 to 3 and Sundays 10 to 6, so in that way you complete the 38 hours approved per week.
Right.
Yeah. I will follow up services these few days just to make sure that everything is going well, and also I will help you to set up the app in your cell phone. Once you complete like 1 or 2 weeks doing the clock in and clock out thing, you will be assigned to a coordinator. But so far, I will be the contact person in the agency, okay? So you can call me or text me when you need it to this phone number.
Okay.
If you agree, I can text you. I can send you a text message so you can save my number.
So what I'll be doing is calling you to clock in and out?
I'm sorry?
How would we be doing the clocking in and out again? I didn't understand what you were saying.
Oh, using your cell phone. You have to download an app. That is, the name is HHA Exchange. Are you familiar with this app?
No, this is my first time. I'm not familiar.
Okay. So can I send you the information by text message?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Do you have iPhone or Android?
iPhone,
okay. Let me send you a message. Give me 1 second.
Okay, I got that. The text saying I.
Okay, now I will check. I will send the link for you to download the app for iPhone.
Okay, can you talk up a little louder? You kind of low. I can barely hear you.
I just sent you the link for you to download the app for iPhone. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay. Now you have to download the app in your cell phone, sign in, and register your information. After that, the app will give you a 7-digit code. Do you want to do it with me on the phone, or you want to try it and get back to me?
I'm downloading the app now. Want to say open. Now I was there this morning, but I'm not there now.
I will send you a link for you to submit a timesheet so you can be paid for today. Don't worry.
Oh. Okay. All right, so it says, wait. It says it puts my,
You have to click on sign in and put your email, the one set that you provide to the agency, and create a password because it's your first time.
That's what I'm saying. I just put it. Okay. I just put the email address in, right?
Yeah.
Now, make up a passcode, password, right?
Yes, you have to create a password.
Okay. Okay, now I made a passcode. Now do I press login
sign up. Sign up, not login.
Okay, all right.
You can let me know what you see, okay?
Let's say incorrect email. Incorrect email or username. Well, email verification required. Return to login. I just gave you.
Okay. Did the app send you the link, the confirmation email?
No. Yeah, I'm gonna have a little, like, some problems with this here. Yeah, I'm gonna have problems with this. Because it said, I tried to just create an account, right?
Yes.
So I tried to put my email in and put a password in there, and I don't know what happened, man.
What says? What app says?
Right now, it's taking me to this. Wait, let me see. It says log in using your email password, and it says don't have an account. So I press that, don't have an account. Right?
When you click on sign up and put your email and create a password.
Yeah, that's what I tried to do, miss. I tried to do that. I just tried to do that, and all right, here it go right here. I'm gonna try it again, man, you know. I'm gonna put this password in. Confirm it. And all right. It says, put the email address in. I put a password in. It said, confirm the password, right?
Correct, yep.
Now, just press sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, so let's sign up.
Okay. So it's not letting me sign up. Unable to sign up. Account already exists using the email address. Hold up.
Here.
All right, hold up. Let me see it. It must have. Hold up. It must have registered the other email with the other password. I don't know what's going on right now. Unable to sign up, an account already exists using the email address. So I don't know. You know what I mean?
Okay, but okay. Let's try just one thing. Do you remember the password that you created?
What, just now?
Yes. Do you remember the password?
Yeah.
Okay, please try to log in and let me know what it says.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, I'm gonna just go to forgot my passwords. You know what I mean? Cause,
Okay.
right? Now, I just wrote the same password, and they said passwords don't match. Like, I don't... It's always... I got reset password, right?
Yep.
I put the password in. I'm trying to hit the eyeball so I can see the password.
And say that... Not,
you know what? I'm
going to
just
match.
Resist strong password. Copy. You suggested. Reset password. Here you go right there. Now the web page is not available. Like, what's going on? All right, let me try again.
Okay. If it doesn't work, are you able to come to the office?
I can't hear you. You're so low, I cannot even hear you.
Are you able to come to the office?
Thank you. Where the office at?
We are located in 1 Wyndham Drive, Suite 205.
1 Wyndham Drive, Suite.
Yeah, I will send you the address so you can verify it on your end. Give me 1 second.
I mean, I don't see why this is a problem, though. I don't see why I can't. All right, so when would you need me to come in?
If you can tomorrow, I just need you to let me know what time you can come so we can assist you better. It can be tomorrow or Wednesday. We just need from you a date and time.
I'm gonna try this one more time. Because I don't understand why I can't. Go get on this. Man, it's telling me my damn email is invalid. What is going on with this thing? Now I'm trying to put my email in and they're saying email invalid. Like,
I understand. Don't get frustrated now. So, you can submit the timesheet for today, please, so we can process on time. And let me know if you can come to the office, okay?
Yeah, I just want to get this done because, see, this is the way we clock in and clock out.
Correct.
And for some reason, I can't get in. Like, what's going on? All right. Well, I got the app. I'm gonna sit here and try, you know, to get on this thing. I don't know what's going on. I can try to come down here tomorrow.
Okay, you can come tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah. What time? What time is good?
can be at 10 a.m. is okay for you, or maybe 11. We are until 4
okay, well,
p.m.
10, tomorrow at 10, I'm supposed to be clocking in. You want me to come to y'all at 10?
Yes, you can be paid if you come during that time. If you come at 10 a.m., you will be paid. Don't worry.
All right, I'll come there tomorrow at 10 o'clock because she was going on with this. In the meantime, I'm going to try to, I'm going to still try to get into this act.
Okay, Anthony, please keep me posted, okay? I'm available from 9 to 5 p.m. You can call me or text me.
Okay.
Okay, Anthony, thank you very much.
What's your name again?
My name? Valerie.
Yes. Valerie. Right.
Yes, that's my name.
All right.
Okay, and thank you so much for your time, okay? Let's talk to you later or tomorrow early.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.